Thursday, 16th week, Ordinary Time 2. First reading, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 1. This word of the Lord came to me. Go cry out this message for Jerusalem to hear. I remember the devotion of your youth, how you loved me as a bride, followed me in the desert, in a land unsown. Sacred to the Lord was Israel, the first fruits of his harvest. Should anyone presume to partake of them, evil would befall him, says the Lord. When I brought you into the garden land to eat its goodly fruits, you entered and defiled my land. You made my heritage loathsome. The priests asked not, where is the Lord? Those who dealt with the law knew me not. The shepherds rebelled against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and went after useless idols. Be amazed at this, O heavens, and shudder with sheer horror, says the Lord. Two evils have my people done. They have forsaken me, the source of the living waters. They have dug themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that hold no water. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 10. The disciples approached him and said, Why do you speak to them in parables? He said to them in reply, Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, least what he has will be taken away. This is why I say to speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, You shall indeed hear but not understand, you shall indeed look but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Theme: If leaders don't talk about and witness for Christ, for God, people shall forget him. There is a story which reports, when Jesus triumphantly returned to heaven, the angel Gabriel welcomed and asked him, Do people know what you have done for them? Jesus answered, My disciples shall tell them that. The archangel continued, What shall happen if they forget to preach? Jesus answered, I believe that my disciples shall not forget that. The most important duty of leaders and prophets is to talk about God and to do all that they can for people to so people can recognize him. But in reality, many leaders forget about this important duty. In place of it, they chase after idols and teach people to do the same. Many leaders in our society are trying to eliminate God from people's lives. They forbid young people to pray to God or even to take a moment of silence to remember him before the beginning of a class. They want to discard the Ten Commandments, which are displayed in many courts. Today's readings remind people of their prophetic duty for God. In the first reading, God condemned the Israel's leaders because they didn't fulfill their duty to teach people about him. In the gospel, when the disciples asked him the reason for his use of the parables to teach people, he answered, Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven have been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. Analysis, reading 1. Israel's leaders did not fulfill their duty. The Israelites forgot about God. People can easily forget. Therefore, they need spiritual leaders to constantly remind them of what God has done for them. If not, it only takes a generation. The following generations will not know about God. God's prophets continually remind people of his love for us, which was expressed through the Exodus. God's love for them, which was expressed through the Exodus. He brought them out of their slavery into the Egyptians. He accompanied them for 40 years in the desert and led them to the promised land. In today's passage, we hear a similar message. The Lord said to Jeremiah, "Go, cry out this message for Jerusalem to hear. I remember the devotion of your youth, how you loved me as a bride, followed me in the desert in a land unsown. Sacred to the Lord was Israel, the first fruits of his harvest. Should anyone presume to partake of them, evil will befall him, says the Lord." The purpose when the prophets repeated these words was for the Israelites to examine their life and to return to God's loyal love. Jeremiah continued to write, "When I brought you into the garden land to eat its goodly fruits, you entered and defiled my land. You made my heritage loathsome." Israel's leaders were no longer knew about God. The Israel's leaders were divided by four main components in the promised land. 1. Judges and kings. In the beginning, Israel didn't have kings because God was their king. He governed them through a judge or a prophet. When the Israelites saw other nations having kings, they asked Samuel to give them a king to lead them like the other nations. Samuel, after consulting God, put Saul as the first king to govern the Israelites. In today's passage, the prophet Jeremiah called kings as shepherds. They opposed God by establishing altars for foreign gods and telling people to worship those gods. 2. Priests and high priests. They were the people who took charge of worship in the temple in Jerusalem. When King Jeroboam made two golden calves and commanded people to worship them, he also established his own priests and high priests to be in charge of worship. Not needed to be from Levi's tribe. They did not need to be from Levi's tribe. In today's passage, these priests didn't ask, "Where is the Lord?" 3. Scribes. Scribes are people who spent their time learning the law in order to teach people, but they gradually forgot to learn, and then they could not teach people. Prophets are those who speak in the place of God. There were many false prophets who didn't say what God wanted, but the prophets were prophesied by Baal and went after useless idols. All these leaders completely put God out of their lives and chased after material gains, as Jeremiah said, "They have forsaken me, the source of living waters. They have dug themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that hold no water. Therefore, they shall be amazed at God's punishment." And all of them chased after shall be completely destroyed. Gospel. The difficult questions which are hard to answer. Why did Jesus use parables? Parables are stories which use familiar imageries to express the truth and to teach moral lessons. They are examples which are used to clarify what has been mentioned. Therefore, parables aren't necessary if the audience already understands what the author wants them to say. Parables are used for average people so that the author can lead them from what they already know to what they don't yet know, from something concrete to abstract, from what they can see in the present to what will come in the future. Jesus said to his disciples, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To understand the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, the disciples were instructed by Jesus from basic knowledge before they could to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, the disciples were instructed by Jesus before they could advance to higher and deeper knowledge, so that they could later instruct people later. Why does anyone who has more will be given and he will grow rich? From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away." When one first hears this sentence, one can conclude that Jesus is unfair. But this point is correct in the intellectual area. Those who already have basic knowledge can use their knowledge to understand those who already have some basic knowledge can use it to help them understand more difficult and deeper concepts. But those who have no basic knowledge cannot advance further. Those who already have basic knowledge and don't use it may lose it. This is true for learning a language. There are many students who have learned Spanish in high school, but because they did not use it, it is now lost. But if they would have continued to learn, and if they would have used the language, they would continue to know it. Why do they look but do not see, and hear but do not hear or understand? First, we need to know that this is only a Jewish expression, because they used it when attributing all things which happen in the universe to God. However, they don't believe that God is the cause for people to sin. They do not believe that God is the reason for people to sin, because people have a full conscience and have free will to do what they want. Jesus only wanted to say that if they don't take the opportunity to learn about God and to believe in Him, it shall be a time that you shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see. For example, the conscience of people who are so used in wrong things. Application in life. In order to believe in God, people need to know about Him. But how can people know if there is no one to tell them about God? If parents and spiritual leaders don't fulfill this important duty, how will the future generations know about God and believe in Him?